We call them mosquito holes.
Okay. Let's see, what do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud? And it looks like a wasp, but a lot of people say it doesn't sting.
Date dauber.
Okay. What do you call something for a baby to lie in that has four wheels and a handle for you to push by?
Carriage.
Okay. If you had a baby in a carriage and you wanted to get the baby from one place to another in the carriage, what would you do to the carriage?
Well, we from one place to another.
Yeah. But you would what the carriage?
Push it.
Okay. The reason I ask you is some people say push, some say ride, some say roll, some say wheel. Now, what do you call nuts that grow underground?
In the ground.
Uh-huh. They ripen it.
Peanuts.
Okay. If a boy's appearance is very much like his father's, and you wanted to express that, you might say that the boy, what, his father?
Imitate his father?
Well, no, if his appearance is like his father's. Say if the father had a big nose and the boy had a big nose too. And you'd say, oh, he, what, his father?
He's like his father.
Okay. Now, if his behavior is like his father's, what would you say? He, what, his father?
Well, he lives precisely like his father.
Okay. Would you ever say has ways like, or takes after, or favors, or?
That's right. He takes ways like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth? Not a nurse, but somebody else.
Help one. You said.
A woman that helps at childbirth.
Well, we always call them granny.
Okay. Now, if a city person came to the country and he was all dressed up, the country people might say, they might be talking among themselves, and they might say, he's a what? What would they call a person from the city?
Well, they call them, I reckon he's a cityman.
Okay. You think, have you ever heard the term city slicker or city dude?
Yes.
Which one would you use?
Well, we don't never hardly nickname nobody like that.
If you were going to use that word, though, which one would you use? Would you say city slicker or city dude? Or?
I reckon I'd call him a dude.
Okay. Let's see. All right, now let's switch it around the other way and say a country person goes to town, and the people in town might talk about him. Now, what might they call the person from the country?
Well, they call him a countryman, I reckon.
Countryman? Okay. Have you ever heard any other words like that? You ever heard cracker?
Yeah.
You ever heard the word cracker?
Yes.
You ever heard people say, he just came out of the woods or something?
Yes.
Well, would you ever use any of those terms?
No, ma'am.
Well, of course, since you don't live in the city, you wouldn't have any cause to anyway, would you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Now, let's see. How do you normally refer to people whose skin is the same color as yours? They're white people, and then they're... What do you call the members of your own race? Do you call them Negroes or colored people?
Well, Negroes, colored people. Yeah, use both.
Well, when you're just talking about them ordinarily, which one do you use most often?
Negro.
Okay. Is that the way that you'd prefer to have your race called, rather than colored people, or does it matter to you?